Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. You saw Biden's speech about the vaccine. Jimmy Kimmel said, of course, a lot of people are upset about this. They don't want to be told what to do, not even by the doctors who they will eventually rush to beg for help when they get sick. Corden, this really does feel like when your dad stops threatening and actually does turn the car around. Kimmel, you know, there's a reason pandemic movies end when the hero finds the cure for the disease. There's no Contagion sequel with Matt Damon running around trying to convince everyone to take the vaccine. They just take the vaccine. And thank God, by the way, he sucks. We don't need more movies with him. Colbert, vaccine mandates have a proud history in this country. During a smallpox outbreak in 1777, George Washington required his troops to be immunized. And who can forget the immortal words of Paul Revere? One if by JJ, two if by Pfizer. The variants are coming. The variants are coming. That's a bad joke. Kimmel. But still, I don't know. Like a quarter of the country thinks herd immunity means they should be taking livestock medicine instead of the vaccination. Good joke. Corden. Biden said it's time to stop horsing around. And then he was like, no, seriously, stop taking horse medicine. Howard Stern even made my wife's radar. She was like, did you see Howard Stern talked about the vaccines? I did, honey. On his radio show, Howard Stern said, I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to go take some pictures. According to the Washington Post, Stern talked about unvaccinated people who are clogging up overwhelmed hospitals, calling them imbeciles and nut jobs, and suggesting that doctors and nurses not treat those who have not taken a coronavirus vaccine. Howard said, I'm really of mine to say, look, if you didn't get vaccinated and you got COVID and you don't get into a hospital, you had the cure and you wouldn't take it. The Washington Post continues saying, after noting that Anthony Fauci warned that some hospitals might be forced to make tough choices, Jimmy Kimmel said, that choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yeah, come right in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. On his radio program, Howard Stern talked about four conservative talk radio hosts who bashed the vaccine and finally died of the virus. Stern said, four of them were ranting on the air. They will not get vaccinated. They were on fire. They were all dying, and their dying words were, I wish I had been more into the vaccine. I wish I had taken it. Howard said, when are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Ted Cruz got into it with Patton Oswalt, and suddenly I'm wondering, what happened to the comedy podcast? Last week it was a John Mulaney gossip podcast looking into this, and today we're debating vaccines. Ted Cruz found himself on the receiving end of a Twitter roast when Cruz tried to poke fun at Patton Oswalt's decision to cancel a series of shows. You may recall, I told you, Patton Oswalt canceled some gigs in Florida and Salt Lake City after the venues refused to make it a requirement that audience members be vaccinated or provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Ted Cruz, don't go at it with Patton Oswalt. Ted Cruz tweeted, both of Patton Oswalt's fans were disappointed. You know, this is not going to go well. Patton Oswalt jumped in. Okay, Ted, here we go. Not as disappointed as Texas was when you cut your Cancun vacation short and came home. Ted, my fans are all at home waiting to see you at the January 6th hearings. Now, on the flip side, Patton Oswalt's canceling shows if you're not vaccinated. Jim Brewer went totally the other way. This from NJ Arts. Comedian Jim Brewer posted a video to social media explaining his decisions to cancel shows over their policies allowing only those who have been vaccinated. Now, I used to work with Jim Brewer every day for about a decade and do a pretty good Brewer impression. Let's see if I can dig it out here. Wilmont Theater, New Jersey, not doing it. Also, the Royal Oak Theater in Michigan, do the segregation of them forcing people to show up with vaccination proof, you're vaccinated, proof that you've had a shot. I am absolutely not doing those shows. I know I'm going to sacrifice a lot of money. I'm not going to be enslaved by the system or by money, nor should anyone who wants to laugh or be entertained. Jim added, I have to stick to my morals. I have to stick to what I know is right. He mentioned Morristown, although he didn't have any Morristown show on his current schedule. Jim said, Morristown, my home. The fact that now you segregate people, you can call it whatever you want to call it, you're segregating. He said he will perform in backyards if he has to. I'd rather go bankrupt, make a stance, and not segregate. God told me to serve you and make you laugh at a young age, and I've been doing my best, and I'll be damned if I'm going to force people to get a jab to come see me. NJ Arts said there was lots of other nonsensical ranting in the 22-minute video, including an assertion that a lot of doctors are just licensed drug dealers. NJ Arts has the complete video if you would like to watch it. From The Independent, Ricky Gervais accepted the NTA Award for Best Comedy and said, I do it for the money. The TV ceremony was 2.5 hours long, and Ricky said, I'll keep it short. It's already interminable. I do this for the money. You're the second reason, speaking to the crowd. Jay Leno's got a new TV show today, this from the LA Times. They write, there are not many questions Jay Leno can't answer with a joke. Are there any health protocols when Jay Leno plays a comedy club? Jay said, wear a condom. Is Jay Leno vaccinated? Jay Leno said, I got the Pfizer with Moderna drizzle on it and chocolate almond biscotti. That's how they do it in Beverly Hills. Is there humor to be mined from the coronavirus pandemic? A lot of mom and pop restaurants went under. Here's how bad it is. I saw a mafia don getting dinner to go at an Olive Garden. Jay is back. He's hosting a new version of You Bet Your Life. On Jay Leno's version of You Bet Your Life, contestants with different social, cultural, and ethnic backgrounds work together in answering questions for cash prizes. Leno said, we'll pair a rapper from Chicago with an Ohio farmer lady, and they work as a team, and it's quite funny to watch. There's no politics, there's no Trump jokes, there's no Biden jokes. The jokes are about Congress and that generic sort of they're idiots type of thing. The original You Bet Your Life was hosted by Groucho Marx, ran from 1950 to 1961. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you could switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News brought to you by my travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. It's a casual travel podcast. Normally, I tell you about places I've been and what I like to do there. Last week was Vancouver. I've done Philly, Boston, Chicago, Nashville, San Diego. But this week, some fall trip ideas for you. Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, John Mulaney gossip from Us Weekly. Olivia Munn keeps her relationship super private, as she's a private person herself. That's from an insider speaking to Us Weekly. Insider, are you not betraying her confidence by speaking to Us Weekly? The insider said, the time must have been right for her now, especially if she knew John was the one she'd want to have a baby with. The source says she's been spending a lot of time in New York. She also has her house in California, so she's really been going back and forth. John thinks Olivia is really smart, and she makes him laugh, too. She's been sneaking into some of his shows and loves them. Olivia is so smitten. From the creators of Rick and Morty and Community, Dan Harmon's got a new show. This one is called Crapopolis. Stars some pretty good people. Hannah Whittingham, you know her. She's the team owner in Ted Lasso. Richard Ayoade, who's from Travel Man and from the It Crowd, he's wonderful. Matthew Berry, you know I love him. Pam Murphy and Duncan Trussell. The Fox series, which is set in ancient Greece, centers on a flawed family of humans, gods, and monsters that tries to run one of the world's first cities without killing each other. Richard Ayoade voices Tyrannus, the mortal son of a goddess. He's the benevolent king of Kropopolis, trying to make do in a city that lives up to its name. Wanningham plays Deliria, who's Tyrannus' mother, goddess of self-destruction and questionable choices. Within her extended Olympian family, forged in patricide and infidelity. This is complicated. She's known as the Trashy One. Matthew Berry is Schlub, Tyrannus' father, a minotaur who's a half-centaur, horse plus human, half-manticore, lion plus human plus scorpion. He's oversexed and underemployed. He claims to be an artist and has literally never paid for anything. Got some more characters there. This is already too deep in the weeds. From TMZ again, Bill Cosby's representative Andrew Wyatt tells TMZ, Bill Cosby's comedy tour? Yeah, we're not doing that. You know why? Wyatt says Bill Cosby wants to avoid going on tour for the moment because he doesn't want this dark cloud hanging over his head. The dark cloud is a civil suit by Judy Huth. Huth sued Cosby way back in 2014 for sexual assault. And now a trial date's been set for spring 2022. Not a good time to be on a comedy tour. TMZ adds performing on stage could also be risky for Bill Cosby because Huth's lawyers might potentially try to use his own words against him in the case. TMZ asked Cosby's rep Andrew Wyatt if that was a concern, but Andrew Wyatt says Cosby's team is most worried about unfair treatment in the media. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. If you enjoy what I do, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can throw $5 in the tip jar. I'll take your money. I'll go to the donuts chain. Might get a pumpkin with ice. We'll see. See you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.